اللي هم يعني تعلموا من القطعة دي.
And they will present to us what they learned from that section.
خلاص موافقين؟
You agree?
Alright. Okay. So الموضوع بتاعنا عن واحد الحقيقة أنا بحبه خالص.
Our topic's about this guy that I really love.
شخصية أنا بحبها.
It's a personality that I love.
مش علشان أي حاجة فيها.
Not because of anything in it.
لكن أنا بحب الشخصية دي خالص.
But I really love this personality.
بحس بارتياح مع الشخصية.
I really feel comfortable when I.
عارفين ليه؟
When I check this personality, you know, you want to know why?
حد عارف مين؟
Does anyone know who it is?
خمنوا طيب.
Take a guess.
Who say Jacob? Oh Jesus.
Jacob.
Oh, فتيع. Okay. Good job, فتيع. How did you know? طبعاً Jesus يعني طبعاً أحلى شخصية.
Jesus obviously is the best personality.
هو عالي خالص.
And he's really high.
وبحاول إن أنا أوصل له.
I try to reach to be more like him.
لكن شخصية تانية أنا بحس إن أنا زيها يعني.
But another personality that I feel I'm more like this person.
وحشتها.
In their downfalls.
في فشلها.
In their giving ups.
لكن بشوف فيها الله.
But in this personality, I see
الله هو
God,
عظيم اللي احنا نمنع عنه.
So great, that's the God that we sang to.
اللي هو يقدر يطلع من شخصية ما لهاش أي أمل.
Who can bring out of a personality where there looks like there's no hope.
ويصنع من الشخصية دي.
And from this personality,
أحلى شخصية.
The best personality.
الكتاب بيتكلم عنها في مواضيع كتير.
That the Bible speaks about in many topics.
الله لزق اسمه بيها.
God even stuck his name to this personality.
نعرف إن الله بيقول إله يعقوب يعني في حتت كتير خالص.
In many parts of the Bible it says the God of Jacob.
عشان كده بحس إن أنا يعني بتحد بهذه الشخصية.
And that's why I really feel united with this
فكل
personality.
فكل مرة بحس بضعف وفشل فيا.
So every time I feel weakness or I feel like giving up.
أو لا بحب يعقوب.
I say I love Jacob.
ربنا ما فشلش فيه.
God did not give up on him.
عارفين كم مرة أنا بس هبدأ كده الموضوع وبعد كده كم حاجات يعني أنا يعني قريتها مش أنا عارفها يعني لكن قريتها من كتب يعني.
And so I'll just tell you some things that I've read in books, some facts.
لما عايز تعرف واحد بتقرأ عنه كتير تعرف يعني تحكي معاه.
So when you want to know someone, you want to read about them and spend time with them and talk with them.
فاسم يعقوب.
So the name Jacob.
تعرفوا ذكر كم مرة في الكتاب؟
Do you know how many times it was mentioned in the Bible?
طبعاً ولا نعرف يعني.
Of course, I don't know either.
لكن قريت يعني.
But I read it.
إنه ذكر 349 مرة.
349 times.
يعني اسم إبراهيم 200 وحاجة.
Abraham was mentioned in the 200.
إسحاق 8 أقل من 100 يعني.
Isaac is less than 100.
لكن اسم يعقوب يعني مالي الكتاب.
But the name Jacob fills the Bible.
ذكر ان اله ابراهيم مثلا واله اسحاق واله يعقوب.
For example, there was a mention of the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob.
ذكر عن ان هو اله ابراهيم 17 مره.
He was mentioned as the God of Abraham 17 times.
اسحاق اله اسحاق 12 مره.
The God of Isaac 12 times.
لكن اله يعقوب ذكر عنه 21 مره بيقول انا اله يعقوب.
But the God of Jacob mentioned 21 times.
يعني في حاجة في يعقوب دوا يعني مستعدين إن إحنا نبتدي ندرس عنها.
So there's something about this Jacob. We really need to study him.
الكتاب بيحدثنا عن يعقوب عن إن هو يعني فشل كتير.
The Bible tells us about Jacob that he gave up a lot.
لكن بيحدثنا كمان عن إله يعقوب اللي هو قدر إن هو يصنع من يعقوب الفاشل يعقوب يعني على حسب قلب الله.
But we read also about the God of Jacob who was able to make about the giving up or the Jacob who loses heart to a Jacob who is according to God.
اللي في الآخر قدر يرنم الترنيمة سر بوجهك الترنيمة اللي احنا رنمناها قلناها ايه في الآخر حد فاكر احنا رنمنا ايه سر بوجهك أمامنا يا بار.
And so he sang the song that says, "Walk with your face before us, O righteous."
في الأول كان هو دائما اللي هو يمشي لوحدي يعني.
He always walked alone.
اللي عايزه يعني هيجيبه.
Whatever he wants, he gets.
مش مستني ربنا في الموضوع.
He's not waiting on God in this situation.
حد فاكر أول حاجة عملها لما نسمع عن يعقوب عمل إيه في الأول؟
You guys remember what Jacob did? What's the first thing he did whenever you hear about him?
البكورية كان عايزها مش كده؟
The firstborn right, he wanted that.
إيه رأيكم أخذها كده بالطريقة السهلة يعني العادية اللي استنى ربنا وقال يا رب اديني البكورية؟
Did he do it kind of the natural way by waiting on the Lord and said, Lord, you give it to me?
لا.
No.
أنا عايزها.
I want it.
عايزها دلوقتي.
And I want it now.
ومش هنتظر.
And I'm not gonna wait.
ومش هنتظر ربنا يحقق لي اللي في قلبي.
I'm not going to wait for God
to
fulfill what's in my heart. And I knew that God, and I think that God was going to give it to him. Because it was in God's thought to give it to Jacob. But he rushed and he wanted it his way.
وراح وتنكر ومامته ساعدته في الموضوع ده.
And he went and he had disguise and his mom helped him out with that.
تعرفوا إيه النتيجة؟
Do you know what the end result was?
كل ما بيعمل حاجة وياخدها بالخناق يعني.
Every time he tries to get something forcefully.
في الآخر تحصل نتيجة يعني تلاقيه إنه هو هارب وماشي.
The end result is he ends up running away.
كل حياته كانت اضطراب.
His life was full of trouble.
لأنها كانت فيها خداع.
Because it was full of deception.
وعدم انتظار للرب.
And lack of waiting on the Lord.
فكل حاجة كانت بالعافية كده عايز ياخدها.
So everything was by force. He wanted to get everything by force.
والنتيجة.
And the end result.
كان في خوف.
There was fear.
ما كانش في سلام مع الله.
There was no peace with God.
كان في نتائج يعني كان في صعبة لي.
There were difficult end results to him.
لكن ربنا كان موجود وكان بيحوصه.
But God was present and he guarded him.
الله كان في قلبه ان هو يغير يعقوب ان هو يبقى اسرائيل.
And God in his heart he wanted to change Jacob to Israel.
اللي هو امير الله.
Which means prince of God.
ازاي يا رب تعمل كده مع الشخصية دي؟
How can you do this with this person?
سؤالي النهاردة هل ربنا ممكن يغير طبعنا؟
And the question today is can God change our characteristics?
ناس كتير بتيجي وتقول انا طبعي كده اصلي انا شخصيتي كده يعني.
A lot of people come and they say listen this is how I am that's how my personality is.
هل ممكن ربنا يغيرني؟
Can God change me?
نبص ليعقوب.
We look at Jacob.
نلاقي إن في أمل فينا كلنا.
We find that there's hope in all of us.
إن ربنا ممكن يغير شخصيتك وشخصيتك الصعبة.
God can change your personality, your difficult personality.
ويخلي من شخصية عنيدة.
And he can bring out of a stubborn personality.
اللي فيها دهاء.
That is full of deception.
وإصرار وسعي على اللي عايزه.
And insistence and running after
بكل
what
الأساليب
it wants.
صح ولا غلط أنا عايز الحاجة دي هوصل لها وأخدها.
In whatever manner, whether correct or incorrect, I'm just going to reach
كان إنسان شهم يعني كان يعقوب ده وشهم جدا يعني.
He was quite a gentleman.
مستعد للخدمة ويضحي وشخصية حلوة.
He's
يعني.
Ready to serve and he sacrificed. He was a good person actually.
لكن بطريقته مش
But
بطريقته
in his way, not in God's way.
أنا عايز أتجوز دي يعني.
Listen, man, I want to marry her.
هعمل أي حاجة عشان أتجوزها.
I'm going to do anything to marry her.
مش كده حصل في معاه كده؟
Isn't that what happened with him?
عموما نشوف ان في حياته ان هو بينتظر الله في قراراته.
You never see him waiting on the Lord in his decisions.
لكن اللي عايزه عايزه دلوقتي.
But what he wants, he always wants now.
بطريقتي.
In my way.
عشان كده كانت النتائج وحشة.
And that's why there was a lot of poor outcomes.
بدل ما يخدم سبع سنين تاني وخداع وكله.
Instead of serving for 7 years,
والله كان بيحاول إن هو يعلمه إن هو يهدى شوية.
For 14 years and there was deception, God wanted to teach him to calm down a little bit.
ويعلم إن هو ينتظر الله.
And to teach him to wait on the Lord.
يتخلى عن رغباته اللي هو لازم تتحقق دلوقتي.
To give up on his desires that things must be satisfied now.
وعلشان ينتظر الله.
So that he could wait upon the Lord.
هنتكلم في المواضيع دي كتير.
We're going to talk a lot about these
لكن things. لكن النهارده أنا زي ما قلت لكم هنتقسم مجموعات.
But today, like I shared with you, we're going to split into groups.
هنشوف حاجات معينة هنتأمل فيها في حياة يعقوب كل واحد هيتأمل فيها مع مجموعة وهيجي يحكي لنا عنها.
So we're going to separate into groups, and each group will meditate on a specific part and share with us.
الله تقابل مع يعقوب يمكن سبع مرات. تقابل مع كل شوية بيتقابل مع يعقوب يعني.
God met with Jacob maybe 7 times.
مع كل عناد يعقوب لكن الله ما سابوش.
With all his stubbornness, he still God didn't leave him still.
يتقابل معه.
He would meet with him.
يعقوب يستجيب.
Jacob would react to God.
وبعد كده ينسى.
In a positive way, and then he would forget. He would go back in his perverse ways. But God kept working on him until in the end he made him into a great vessel of honor. The last thing in his life that we see, we find it in Genesis
46.
So from Genesis 35 till Genesis 46, 11 chapters, this is from the beginning till he gets to where we're at right now. Right before that in Genesis 45.
كل عارفين قصة يوسف وازاي ان هم ضحكوا عليه او كذبوا عليه اخواته يعني اخوات يوسف كذبوا على يعقوب وقالوا له ان ابنك مات خلاص يوسف مات يعني.
We all know the story of Joseph, how Joseph's brothers lied to Jacob and said your son is dead.
22 سنة مصدق كذبة ان يوسف مات.
And for 22 years he believed a lie that Joseph is dead.
لكن فجأة اتغيرت المعايير.
But suddenly the measures have changed.
بعد ما الرب شكله بطريقته.
When the Lord shaped him in his way.
وأخبروه قالوا له يوسف حي.
And they told him Joseph is alive.
ومش حي بس لكن هو متسلط على كل مصر.
And he doesn't just live, but he is has authority over all of Egypt.
قلبه وقف كده حصلت له يعني شوك كده من الموضوع.
His heart stopped. He got shocked from the news.
لكن لما شاف المركبات اللي هم جم بيها عياله.
But when he saw the chariots that came with his sons.
الكتاب بيقول إن روحه اللي كانت خلاص يعني ماتت عاشت من جديد.
The Bible says that his spirit, which was already dead, has come back to life again.
فقال إسرائيل في عدد 28.
So in verse 28. In Genesis 45:28.
فقال إسرائيل كفى.
Then Israel said, "It is enough."
يوسف ابني حي بعد.
Joseph, my son, is still alive.
أذهب وأراه قبل أن أموت.
I will go and see him before I die.
الكتاب بيقول إسرائيل اللي هو أمير الله.
And here the Bible mentions Israel, which is the prince of God.
مش يعقوب اللي هو يعني عنده خداع.
Not Jacob, the deceptive one.
لكن اللي تغير.
But Jacob that was changed.
في عدد في أصحاح 46.
In chapter 46.
نلاقي يعقوب يعني ده حاجة أكيدة يعني يروح مصر يعني هيشوف ابنه.
Find Jacob for sure. He goes to Egypt.
دي حاجة تسأل فيها ربنا يعني.
Do you even ask God about such a thing to go
there? حاجة منطقية يعني.
I mean that's just logical.
ويعقوب يعني دايما يعني شهم ويعني مسرع يعني في تحركاته يعني.
And Jacob in general, he's a gentleman, but he's also very quick in his reaction and his motion.
يعقوب دلوقتي هادي خالص.
We find that Jacob now is calm.
وخايف يتحرك حركة من غير ما ربنا اللي عايزها.
And he's afraid to take a step that God doesn't want.
أصل في حد تاني راح مصر مش كده؟
You see, there's this other guy that went to Egypt, right?
فاكرين حد تاني راح مصر غلط مش كده؟
Does anyone remember someone else who went to Egypt the wrong way?
حد بيقول إبراهيم هنا.
Someone here
بالزبط.
Saying Abraham, right?
كان موضوع إن هو يروح مصر مش حسب مشيئة ربنا.
The topic of him going to Egypt at that time
كان
هروب was not according
وكذب.
To God's will. He was running away and he lied.
ما كانش في مشيئة ربنا.
He wasn't in the will of God.
فيعني مش معنى إن أنا روح مصر واحد تاني روح مصر يبقى أنا روح مصر يبقى هو دي مشيئة ربنا إحنا زي كده لا. أو واحد قال له ربنا لا يبقى أنا لا يعني. كل واحد ربنا ليه خطة في حياته.
God has a specific plan to each person. Doesn't mean that God said no to my grandpa. That means it's no to me. Or if because someone said yes, then it's yes to me.
قبل ما تتحرك بدل ما تقارن نفسك بالناس اللي عملوا قرارات قبليك.
Before you make a decision, before you move, before you compare yourself to people who made similar decisions before you.
اسأل ربنا.
Ask the Lord.
يا رب عايز مني أنا إيه؟
Lord, what do you want from me?
مش معنى إن صاحبك أو صاحبتك كده.
Not because your friend, whether male or female.
بالطريقة دي أو اتجوز بالطريقة دي.
That he or she got married in this specific way.
يبقى أنا لازم أتجوز بالطريقة دي.
That means I must get married this specific way.
أو حد سافر أو دخل الكلية دي.
Or let's say someone had to leave home and went to this specific college in this specific way.
يبقى ربنا هي أنا نفس الحكاية.
Then that means he must. This must happen to me.
لا يعقوب دلوقتي خلاص. بإسرائيل.
Now Jacob is he's different. He's Israel now.
اللي هو دلوقتي ربنا ماشي قدامه.
That the Lord is the one leading him now.
ومش قادر يتحرك غير لما ياخد الإشارة من ربنا.
And he can't move unless he receives the command from God.
ونشوف هنا في عدد تكوين 46 ارتحل إسرائيل وكل ما كان له أتى إلى بئر سبع. ما راحش مصر.
And so in chapter 46 says, so Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba. He didn't go to Egypt.
هدوء بقى في محضر ربنا.
The first thing he did is he calmed himself down in the presence of the Lord.
مفيش اضطراب.
There's no more trouble, feeling. There's no more rushing.
مفيش لازم أعملها بالطريقة دي.
There isn't any of this stuff where I must do it this way.
انتهى المواضيع دي.
That stuff is over.
لكن بيذبح ذبائح.
But now he offers sacrifices.
لإله أبي إسحاق.
To the God of his father Isaac.
وهو في سكوت وهدوء.
And as he is quiet and in calmness.
والله يعلم قلبه المحب والمنتظر.
And God knows his loving heart and his heart that is waiting.
نلاقي ربنا يجي ويكلمه.
We find the Lord coming and speaking.
بدون ما هو يسأل.
Without him asking.
وبيقول له حاجة غريبة. قال له يعقوب يعقوب.
He said to him something strange. He says, Jacob, Jacob.
فكلم الله إسرائيل في عدد 2 في رؤى الليل.
And in verse 2 it says, then God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night.
يعني قاعد هو تلاقيه يعني يعقوب قاعد لغاية الليل يعني.
So here we find Jacob, he's sitting till night.
لكن منتظر الرب.
But he's waiting on the Lord.
الرب جه وكلمه.
And the Lord came and spoke to him.
قال له يعقوب يعقوب.
And he said, Jacob, Jacob.
وكأنه بيقول له ما قالوش إسرائيل.
And here he didn't say Israel.
لكن قال له أنت الضعيف اللي أنا عارف ضعفك.
He says you are weak and I know your weakness.
والفشل بتاعك بتاع زمان أنا عارفه.
And I know your past failures.
أنا بكلمك كإنسان يعقوب اللي أنا عارفه.
I'm speaking to you as a man, Jacob, the one that I know.
على طول يعقوب رد وقال فقال ها أنا ذا.
And right away Jacob answered. He said, here I am.
كده بالسهولة دي يعقوب.
Wow, that easy, Jacob.
أصلي بالضبط زي yeah. بالضبط زي الرب يسوع اللي هو بيطيع طاعة كاملة.
See, I learned to be like the Lord Jesus, who is completely obedient.
وزي كمان شاول اللي تحول لبولس اللي قال ها أنا رب ماذا تريد أن تفعل مني.
Like Saul, who turned into Paul and said, here I am, Lord. What do you want from me to do?
ربنا قال له أنا إله أنا عايز أذكرك بقى. أنت بتقول أنا قلت إله إسحاق أنا إله أنا الله إله أبيك.
And so he said, I want to remind you who I am. I am God, the God of your father.
لا تخف من النزول إلى مصر.
Do not fear to go down to Egypt.
عرفت يا رب إن أنا خايف.
Wow, Lord, you knew that I was afraid.
أنا ما قلت لكش لكن الرب عارف القلب وعارف كل حاجة.
I didn't say it, but God knows everything that's in the heart.
لا تخف. من النزول إلى مصر.
Do not fear to go down to Egypt.
طب إبراهيم نزل ولا أنت مالكش دعوة بإبراهيم.
But Abraham went down and no, don't worry about Abraham.
أنا بقول لك أنت.
I am telling you go down.
لا تخف.
Do not fear.
لأني أجعلك أمة عظيمة هناك.
For I will make of you a great nation there.
سير بوجهك أمامي يا بار زي ما
قلنا. Oh, walk before me. عدد أربعة. With your face before me,
أنا أنزل معك إلى مصر.
I will go down with you to Egypt.
أنا ده رب اللي بيقول.
Here's the Lord. He's the one speaking here. What do you think?
تحب تمشي لوحدك ولا تحب ربنا يمشي معاك؟
Would you like to walk alone or would you like to walk with God?
أنا أنزل معك إلى مصر.
I will go down with you to Egypt.
أنا أصعدك هناك أيضا.
And I will also surely bring you up again.
ويضع يوسف يده على عيني.
And Joseph will put his hand on your eyes.
نشوف يعقوب يدخل وبنا يدخله قدام فرعون.
Jacob entering before Pharaoh.
في مصر.
In Egypt.
بكل ثقة.
with all assurance.
ويصلي لفرعون.
And he prays for Pharaoh.
مفيش خوف.
No fear.
الخوف اللي كان زمان من عيسو وهات هدايا وخايف ومرعوب ما فيش خوف.
The fear of the old days from Esau, hey, let's get some presents.
فالكبير لما تمشي على حسب إرادتك وعلى حسب مشيئتك.
There's a big difference when you walk according to your will, according to your own ways.
وتكون خايف طول الوقت أنا عملت حاجة صح غلط وفي مخاوف قدامي وفشل.
You're afraid the whole time that I make the right decision or not, and there's fears and there's failures in front of you.
لما نشوف هنا يعقوب تغير وبقي ينتظر الرب.
But here you find Jacob has changed and now he waits upon the Lord.
الرب أعطى لي هيبة قدام فرعون.
The Lord gave him reverence in the sight of Pharaoh.
ونشوف ان يعقوب بارك
فرعون. And we find that Jacob is the one who blessed Pharaoh.
والله يعطيه نعمة.
And God gave him favor or grace.
نعمة لكل الناس.
Favor and grace in front of everyone.
ضميره كان مرتاح.
His conscience was clear.
ايه رأيك تعيش حياة مضطربة؟
Do you want to live a life that's just troubled all around?
فوق وتحت فوق وتحت حاجة صعبة قوي.
Up and down, up and down. It's so
difficult. والله يقعد يتقابل وعمال يتقابل معايا ومعاك ويكلمك ويقول لك.
And God keeps meeting you and me and he keeps speaking to you.
الله مازال معاك.
God continues to be with you.
حتى لما انت بتغلط الله معاك لانه امين.
When you mess up he's still with you because he's faithful.
لكن انت المحروم من الشبكة لانك مش بتتكل عليه.
But see you've lost that fellowship because you don't rely on him.
تعيش كل حياتك وانت مضطرب.
And you live all your life troubled.
وفي حرب مع الناس ومع نفسك.
In contention and war with people and yourself. The Lord doesn't want this. The Lord wants to change our lives, our personalities. He wants to calm our souls. He wants us to look at Him as we wait upon Him. He wants us to rely on Him, not on ourselves and our souls. You will be changed.
بطريقة مختلفة.
Our life will change into something different.
مش هنخاف من المستقبل.
We won't be afraid of the future.
ولا نخاف من قراراتنا.
And we won't be afraid of our decisions.
لكن هيبقى في سلام في حياتنا.
But there's going to be peace in our lives.
لكن لو انتظرنا الرب.
But only if we wait upon the Lord.
الموضوع أخذ سنين طويلة عشان الرب يتعامل معه.
Took many years for the Lord to deal with Israel.
طيب خلينا ناخد مع بعض أربع أو سبع مرات الرب تقابل مع يعقوب.
Okay, let's study together seven times that the Lord met with Jacob.
نشوف حالته قبل وبعد اللقاء.
Let's see what he looked like before and after God met with him.
ونشوف اللقاء فيه إيه.
And let's see what actually happened in this meeting.
What do you think? ممكن نتجمع نعمل أربع مجموعات دلوقتي.
Can we split up into four groups right now?
Okay. وكل مجموعة هتدرس لقاء من اللقاءات دي.
And every group will study one of these meetings.
وهنيجي هنا نحكي عن اللقاء.
And then we'll come up here and share about this meeting.
موافقين؟
Agree?
Okay. All ready? Right. طيب خلينا نشوف دلوقتي هنقسم ازاي.
تفضل.
طيب اوكي انا هعملها بطريقه ان كل واحد انت اوكي 1 2 2 3 4 مش كده جيجي 1 شيلي 2 كارين 3 4 1 يو ار 1 كل واحد لازم يفتكر هو 1 ولا 2 ولا 3 اوكي.
You have to remember if you're 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Okay. Anti Cam, Celine. Celine. 1. Heba. 2. 3. 4. Mafish 5, ya habibi. Wake up. Okay. Hi, hi, hi. How are you? Okay. 1, 2. 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. Okay, so 1 will be in this area here, okay? 2 will be here. 3 will be here. And then 4 will be in the back. Okay, so you still remember? 1, 2, 3, 4? Okay. طب لما بس أوزع. Okay, number one here, number two here, number three here, and number four with Wadia.
Where are you?
Okay, I'm coming. But let me just put things here. Okay, so one will be Genesis, if you open here, Genesis 28:13. Okay. Second group here, Genesis 31:3. And Genesis 31:11-13. So two.
This one verse?
This is, and then 11 and 13. And then three here, Genesis 32:24. And then Wadi, Genesis 35:1-9. يعني deal how يعني God meet with Jacob in different steps. So what happened to Jacob before, during, and then after the meeting. So كل واحد هياخد, everybody will study part. And then Genesis 46, that's what we يعني talk about. So خلاص كده كويس.
When you say 11:13, is it 11 through 13?
Yes, بالضبط. ولو خلصنا بسرعة في حاجات تاني ممكن نعملها بس we have about 20 minutes. Oh, 15, 20 minutes? Yeah.
still remember your number, right?
Yeah.
Who's number five?
Where's
Jesse? He left. I said he's number five. He's not here.
No.
He just went to the...
She go. Oh, there she is. Yeah. I'm waiting for TD to come up.
Okay. So we read in Genesis 28 and 6 through 20, and basically God is blessing Jacob for obeying his father and stuff, and we noticed that God spoke to him basically at the lowest point of his life. Not lowest point of his life, but he was in like a really humble state because he was looking for a wife and he was in the middle of a desert sleeping on a rock. And he wasn't in, like, a palace or anything, like Rafit said, but he was, like, in a really humble state. And then God gives him a dream of a ladder reaching up to heaven and tells him, like, I'm going to bless you and your family, and you're going to have a lot of land, and just, like, abundantly blesses him. And then when he wakes up, he anoints the rock with oil and then says, okay, if God is with me and is he'll fulfill his promises, then I can totally do anything that comes my way. So, yeah. That's it. Okay, so our part was Jacob 31. Wait, not Jacob, but 31. It was chapter 31 through 3 through 13. And we went back to chapter 30, and we read from 41 to 43.
And it came to pass, whenever the strong livestock conceived, that Jacob placed the rods before the eyes of the livestock in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the flocks were feeble, he did not put them in. So the feeble were Laban's and the stronger Jacob's. Thus the man became exceedingly prosperous and had large flocks, female and male servants, and camels and donkeys.
So the reason we went back to 30 was because throughout our part when we read, it was basically about Jacob being deceived by Laban. And so when we went back to 30, it kind of seemed like Jacob was deceiving back as well. So it kind of seemed like it was kind of like, okay, well, he's deceiving back before he speaks to God. And then in chapter 31, he's speaking back. God was speaking to him through the dream and through, it was, I think it was 11 to 13.
And like... It's one of the things we... Like from 11 to 13 is saying, then the angel of God spoke to me in a dream saying, Jacob, and I said, here I am. And he said, lift your eyes now and see. All the rams which leap on the flocks are streaked, speckled, and gray-spotted, for I have seen all that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar and where you made a vow to me. Now arise, get out of this land and return to the land of their family. And in like at the beginning, like from verse 3, it mentioned and then going on, and like it said, then the Lord said to Jacob, return to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you. So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field to his flock and said to them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not favorable toward me as before, but the God of my father has been with me. And you know that with all my might I have served your father. And in this part, then verse 7, it says, yeah, your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God did not allow him to hurt me. And we know, like, before, Jacob was really deceitful and cunning. And I believe here, like, in this section, we were, like, talking about how God was disciplining him and wanting to show him, like, this is what happens when you deceive. It comes back to you. So he was trying to teach him a lesson, like, to stop, like, this deceitfulness and not continue in his cunningness, craftiness.
Also, what he did back with his brother, how he deceived his brother, God kind of wanted to discipline him through what Laban did to him. But then he went back to him, and on verse 12, when he was, God showed him all the streaked and speckled and gray spot, and he told him all this was yours. And he just basically was blessing him throughout that. And even though he was deceitful at first, he tried to show him his grace and how he was just with him the whole time.
So in our story, we talked about Genesis 32, basically the whole chapter centered around verse 24. Verse 24 says, then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. So this is the story, the infamous story where Jacob wrestles with God. And a little bit of background for you guys. Jacob was pretty much isolated in a desert somewhere, and he hears word that his brother is coming with 400 men. Which scared him for his life. He was literally running for his life because he had stolen his brother's birthright, and his brother, like, he's suspecting that his brother is coming to kill him with a slew of 400 men. And so he's very distressed, and then he cries out to God and says, so Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks and the herds and the camels into two companies. And he said, if Esau comes to the one company and attacks it, then the other company which is left will escape. Then Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you. I am not worthy of the least of all your mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I crossed over this Jordan with one staff, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me, and the mother of my children. For you said, I will surely treat you well, and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for the multitude. So basically, in the first part of the prayer, Jacob is saying, he's like kind of reminiscing on all the times that Jacob has been faithful to him and his father and his father's father. If you think back to the time of Abraham, God led him and led him to a land where he did not know, and just worked through Abraham, and they were like this. They were really tight. And then Isaac, he also was like with him throughout his whole life, and gave him Jacob and Esau. And so after that, he was saying how he's so scared of his brother, and he prayed that God would deliver him. And what was I going to say? And then he was remembering, like, he was kind of almost reminding God of a promise he'd made, like, Esau is not supposed to kill my family because I'm supposed to have so many descendants and stuff. So obviously he's very afraid, and someone else will tell you about the rest of the story.
So we can see, you know, how Jacob turns to God. And I like, you know, verse 11, because he says, deliver me, I beg you, from the hand of my brother. But then again, after the prayer, he's asking God to deliver him. And then at the same time, we see him acting on his own, trying to deliver himself with his own idea, you know, sending servants out to Esau and offering him some gifts. But, you know, we were talking about how we hold action to what we believe. And so if he really put his entire heart out in this prayer, then why is he acting out on his own, trying to save himself at the same time? And so we were reflecting on how we can do that all the time. We can pray, but we don't really 100% believe in what we're praying, I guess you can put it that way. And then we seek out a way of our own way out. And then, I'll just go a little bit more. And then so what happens is, then Jacob, basically God meets Jacob. And that's where verse 24 sits in. And he's alone, and a man came and wrestled with him, and he was God. And then it talks about how Jacob, actually this man, God, was struggling with Jacob. He was struggling with him. And then Jacob tells him, listen, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. So we're also tying that into ourselves when we can be stubborn all the time, including me. We can all be stubborn, and God is persistent, and he is behind us all the time, and he's trying, he's like wrestling with us, I guess you can say wrestling with our pride, wrestling with our, you know, yeah, he's wrestling with us, and till we, you know, recognize what he's doing and say, hey, I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to let go of you. And that's when God blesses him.
After he met with God, God said, when he said, I'm not going to let go of you, and God asked him to let go, God said that he's changing his name from Jacob to Israel, which translates to the Prince of God. And even though God himself called him the Prince of God, he went back to his old ways after his meeting with God, and he didn't even bow down to God when he was with him, but instead he bowed down to Esau seven times begging for his forgiveness. And it was kind of like, even though he met with God and he was with God, he still went back to his old ways. No matter what God did, it went back to the way he was before.
Then God said to Jacob, arise and go to Bethel and dwell there and make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. And Jacob said to his household and to all that who were with him, put away the foreign gods that were among you. Purify yourselves and change your garments. Then let us arise and go to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God who answered me in the day of my distress and has been me in the way which I have gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their hands, and the earrings that were in the ears, and Jacob hid under the terebinth tree which was by Shechem, and they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of God, of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is the land of Canaan. And he and all the people who were with him, and he built an altar there and called it the place of El Bethel, which there God appeared to him, which he fled from the face of his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried below Bethel under the terebinth tree. So the name of it was called Alon Bachuth. Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Paddan Aram and blessed him.
In verse 2, it says that Jacob tells his people to put away their idols, which meant that before God talked to Jacob, they had idols and they were worshiping them. Also, before God met Jacob, they were living compromised lives. Jacob also told them in verse 2 to take off their earrings so that if they wanted to go back to their old lifestyle, they couldn't. It was like a one-way thing. In verse 9, God blessed Jacob because what Jacob did was good in God's sight. God took Jacob back to the place where he had hid when he was running away from his brother. God approached Jacob even when he was when Jacob was doing things that were incorrect in God's sight. God reminds Jacob of his power in verses 1, 3, and 7. In verse 1, it says that God wanted Jacob to worship him in his way. Verse 5 shows that when we are right with God, he protects us. In verse 7, Jacob calls the altar El Bethel because it shows more reverence, as it means God of the house of gods.
سو انا بشجعكم ان انتوا نحن نقرا مع بعض قصه يعقوب او حياه يعقوب.
So I encourage you that we read and study the life of Jacob.
الاسبوع اللي جاي هنكمل الدراسه بتاعتنا.
Next week we will continue our study.
So الاسبوع ده هيبقى الهوم ورك بتاعنا ان احنا هنقرا ونحاول ان احنا نفهم حياته. دلوقتي عملنا حاجه كده صغيره من حياته او مقتطفات يعني.
So our homework this week is to really study his life. We just touched upon certain portions of his life.
الاسبوع الجاي هيبقى فيه يعني مناقشه شويه اكتر يعني.
So next week it'll be an even deeper discussion.
فخلونا نبقى مستعدين.
So let's be ready.
حياته فعلا حياه يعقوب فيها فوق وتحت نازل كتير يعني.
Really the life of Jacob, there's a lot of ups and downs.
ويمكن بتشبه حياته بينا احنا اللي احنا بنعيشها.
And maybe we can liken really his life to our
life. ممكن نتعلم منها كتير.
We could learn a lot from it.
ونعرف السكة اللي توصلنا لربنا بأسرع من السكك اللي حاول يعقوب يمشي فيها.
And we can find out that there's a way to get closer to God faster than this way of the twisted way of Jacob.
الله يستطيع أن هو يغير الشخصيات.
God can change personalities.
الله يستطيع أن هو يغيرني.
God can change me.
ما فيش حاجة مستحيلة عليه.
There's nothing impossible for him.
أمين.
Amen.
لو في حاجة في حياتي أنا حاسس إن هي مستحيلة.
If there's something in my life that I feel is impossible.
الله يستطيع أن هو يغير.
God can change.
بس لو أنا فعلا خضعت لي.
But only if I'm really obedient to him.
كتير بنتكلم كتير بنقول كتير.
We talk a lot.
زي يعقوب بنسمع عنه صلوات يعني عظيمة جدا.
We talk a lot and we talk big and we hear a lot of big prayers from out of Jacob.
وبنوعد ربنا بحاجات كبيرة قوي.
And we promise God with big stuff.
لكن بنرجع تاني لطرقنا القديمة.
We go back to our old ways.
لكن ربنا عايز يخلي حياتنا زي كلامنا.
But God desires that our life would be the same as our talk.
الصلوات اللي بنقولها.
And the prayers that we pray.
صدق إنه ربي بيسمعها.
We need to believe that
ونعيشها.
God hears it and we need to live it.
زي ما شفنا في الحاجات اللي احنا اتناقشنا.
Just like we've seen in the things we discussed.
إيه رأيك تحب تعيش حياة يعقوب اللي هي مليانة تراب؟
What do you think? Do you want to live the life of Jacob that's full of trouble?
ولا حياة يعقوب اللي تحول بإسرائيل؟
Or the life of Jacob who was changed and turned into Israel?
اللي يقف قدام فرعون.
Who can stand in front of Pharaoh?
مش بيسجد 10 مرات زي ما عمل مع عيسو.
Not bowing down 10 times with.
مش خايف وضاق بالأمر.
Not afraid and so troubled.
لكن مطمن وواثق.
But at ease and with trust.
وليه هيبة مش خايف هو
مطمئن. He has reverence and he is not troubled.
وهو اللي يبارك يعقوب ويبارك فرعون.
He is the one that blesses Pharaoh.
ربنا يساعدنا علشان فعلا هو الله عايز يشتغل معانا.
May the Lord help us because really God wants to work in us.
ربنا عارف قلبي وقلبك.
God knows my heart and your heart.
كنت بتحب الرب فعلا.
If you really love the Lord.
لكن مش عايش الحياة اللي ربنا عايزك تعيشها.
But if you're not living the life that God wants you to live.
رب عمال يتصارع معاك.
God continues to wrestle with you.
خلينا نسلم ليه.
Let's just give it up to him.
قول يا رب احنا هنثق فيك انت وفي كلامك.
And you can say, Lord, we trust in you and your word.
مش هعمل الذكاء بتاعي ولا الخداع بتاعي مرة تانية.
I'm not going to go based on my own smarts or my own deception.
لكن هبقى صادق معاك وفي كلامي.
But I will be honest with you and in my words, and I will wait on you, Lord.
امين. خلونا نصلي مع بعض دقيقة واحدة.
Let's pray for a minute together.
خلينا نصلي ونقول يا رب غيرني انا. صلي عن شخصك انت.
Let's pray and just say, Lord, you change me. You
pray
for
yourself. كلمك النهاردة.
If the Lord spoke to you today,
حسيت ان في امر ربنا كلمك فيه.
If you felt that maybe there's something that God pointed at you.
صلي النهاردة وقول له يا رب غيرني فيه.
Speak and pray today to the Lord for the Lord to change that in you.
اشكرك لانك ما زلت بتتقابل معايا.
Lord, I thank you that you continue to come meet with me.
حتى لو كنت برجع تاني لطريقي العادية.
Even if I still go back to my old ways.
لكن بترجع تاني وتقابلني.
But you come back again and you still meet me.
أشكرك يا رب لأنك أمين.
I thank you, Lord, that you are faithful.
ما سبتنيش لكن ما زلت بتتعامل معايا.
You haven't left me, but you continue to deal with me.
خليني أتمتع بالشركة معاك يا رب.
Let me enjoy the fellowship with you, Lord.
وأصدق كلامك يا رب.
And to believe your words, Lord.